interesting things of different sorts. So, this chapter 8 describes Nimai's sacred thread ceremony, his studying at the house of Gangadas Pandit, the dream of Jagannath Mishra about Nimai's future pastimes as a sannyasi, and then the disappearance of Jagannath Mishra. Then following the disappearance of Jagannath Mishra, there are some descriptions of Nimai's, Lord Chaitanya's, going into a state of transcendental madness, actually, from time to time in the house of Mother Sachi. Very extraordinary pastimes are there. So let us read on, let us go into it all, and by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, so many different things will be revealed. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
So first of all, let us read the first two verses of this chapter, which are basically introductory types of verses, and very nice, very beautiful. Jaya Jaya Kripa Sindhu Shri Gaura Sundar Jaya Sachi Jagannatha Griha Shashadhara. All glories to Shri Gaura Sundar, the ocean of mercy. All glories to the moon-like Lord in the house of Sachi and Jagannath. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Swarupira Prana Jaya Jaya Sankirtana Dharmira Nidhana. All glories to the life and soul of Nityananda Swarup. All glories to the inaugurator of the congregational chanting of the holy name. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namami Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachane Nirvishesha Shunyavani Vastya Chade Shatane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivas Adi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakaptarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. All right, so yes, as we said a few minutes ago, this chapter begins with a description of the sacred thread ceremony of Nimai, of young Lord Chaitanya. It was, well, there's a blessing here. There's a blessing. Let me just tell you the blessing, which comes at the end, but we will tell you at the beginning just to hopefully encourage your attention. Excuse me. Whoever hears the topics of the Lord accepting a Brahman thread certainly attains the shelter of Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet. Well, there are many things we can say about Chaitanya Bhagavat, and there are many things we can say about Chaitanya Charitamrita, of course. But one thing we can say particularly about Chaitanya Bhagavat is that there are many blessings. There really are. There are also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a number. But not like in Chaitanya Bhagavat. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are more. Vrindavadas Thakur, the author, he has a very sort of, what to say, energetic mood, is one way of putting it. Very sort of enthusiastic mood about everything. And yes, particularly about the nectar of the pastimes of the Lord, the value of the pastimes. So let us go through the narration here. I won't just read through, but you know, we'll extract some of the what happened. So it doesn't exactly say when, what age Lord Chaitanya was when his father Jagannath Mishra decided that Nimai should have his sacred thread ceremony, but he was still young. The one verse says, this is chapter 8, verse 7, as Sri Gaurasunda remained fully absorbed in his childhood pastime, the time came for his accepting a Brahman thread. So, one way or the other, he's still young. He's quite young. So, Jagannath Mishra organized that ceremony. Of course, Jagannath Mishra is one of the prominent members of the Brahman community there in Navadvip, the Vaishnav Brahman community. One of the leaders, along with Advaita Acharya, who was really the leader, the main leader. But Jagannath Mishra was quite prominent, and now this time has come that Nimai should accept the Brahman thread. So Jagannath Mishra invited all his friends, relatives. It's really a major ceremony and a major time of celebration for family members and associates. So everyone gathered and everyone helped in different ways. That was the nature of these programs. You wouldn't have to hire cooks But the relatives would come. And of course, so many of them were super expert cooks. They just get in there and cook. And the various other aspects of the program also, they would take care of. So musicians were there playing instruments, and different singers were there. Some of the ladies were singing the glories of Krishna, because they're all Vaishnavas. So they're singing the glories of the Supreme Lord. There were Brahmins there who were reciting Vedic mantras, and even professional blessers. Interesting idea, but that's there. They're also mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Professional blessers were there, and they were blessing. They were chanting prayers. So therefore, Chaitanya Bhagavat says that the house of Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachi, it became like an incarnation of ecstasy. It was just swimming in ecstasy. So the ceremony began, and the thread was placed across the shoulder, the left shoulder, and then down to the right waist and right hips, like that. And right at that moment, the different constellations, planets, and heavenly, so to speak, bodies, they were all in the most auspicious positions. So it was really nice. The month, the week, the day, the hour, the moment that these things were done, they were just, everything was the topmost peak of auspiciousness and blessings and benedictions. Really, really wonderful. And it's interesting, Chaitanya Bhagavat says that the thread beautified the body of the Lord. Normally we hear that, like, ornaments, jewelry, decorations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they become beautified by their association with the Lord. When we were talking about Lord Nityananda, perhaps you remember, we read that when he was just a small child, his mother would rub sandalwood oil on his head to cool his head. But his head cooled the sandalwood oil. And his mother applied haldi, turmeric, to his body, which normally, at least one thing which it does is it gives the body a type of golden glow. But when she applied that turmeric powder to the body of little Nitai, then his body was such an effulgent golden color that the haldi turmeric appeared dull and just, no real shakti. So, and you know why? Do you know why, in this case, the Brahman thread glorified the body of Nimai? Because that Brahman thread was a form, an incarnation of Anantashesh. the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his form as a snake, but you know, something like a thread, you could say. Yeah. Yes, so everyone was most pleased to see how Lord Gaurachandra resembled, who Lord Chaitanya, who Nimai resembled then as a young Brahmin boy with his thread, like young Brahmachari boy?
Vamana.
Yes, Lord Vamana. So everyone felt that, oh, Lord Vamana has entered the assembly. Yes. And Nimai was so effulgent, that no one considered him an ordinary child. So then, taking a stick in his hand and a bag on his shoulder, Nimai went to beg Guru Dakshin. Yes, this is all part of that program. When there's an initiation, the initiates are meant to go and beg Guru Dakshin. So, Lord Gaurasundar and Nimai, he also did that. And everyone was so happy to give. Sometimes, when people are approached for donations, they may be a little begrudging. But now, on this occasion, seeing Lord Gaurasundar as this very beautiful looking Brahmin, Brahmachari boy, everyone there felt so happy to give. They were just giving and giving. And sometimes when some of them found more to give, they asked, "Can I give some more?" When that happens, this is a very advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. And everyone was smiling. All the ladies were smiling and smiling as they put their donations into the bag of Nimai. It was such an auspicious and joyful ceremony that the wives, the very chaste wives of the demigods, the wives of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the wives of the great sages, celestial sages, they all came taking the forms of Brahmins' wives. So everyone was so satisfied seeing the Lord, just like Lord Vamana, even more than Lord Vamana, that they just kept filling up and filling up the bag on the shoulder of Nimai. So the Lord, Chaitanya, Lord Gaurasundar, he also enjoyed being in the mood of Vamana, the humble brahmachari, servant of the spiritual master, just collecting some alms for the service of the spiritual master. He was just in ecstasy. So then the pastime concludes. All glories to Sri Gaurachandra, who accepted the form of Lord Vamana. Please donate your lotus feet in charity to my heart. Whoever hears the topics of the Lord accepting a Brahman thread certainly attains the shelter of Sri Chaitanya's lotus feet. So that's that description. Now the next pastime, the next event which is described here in Chaitanya Bhagavat is that of Nimai going to study under Gangadas Pandit, who is non-different from Sandipani Muni. Non-different from Sandipani Muni, who of course was Krishna and Balaram's childhood guru, you could say. Their teacher as children when they left Vrindavan, went to Mathura. Krishna killed Kamsa and they killed the wrestlers and Kuvalyapida and so on. Then, so the government changed. There, the government changed. Ugrasena, he started to rule there in Mathura. And Krishna and Balaram, up till that time, they had been herding the cows in Vraja. But then, now that Kamsa was dead and they Krishna Balaram, had moved to Mathura, they started their education from Sandipani Muni. So it was like that. It was like that when Nimai took his education from Gangadas Pandit, who's very, very great devotee and described as being the crest jewel of the professors of Navadvipa. So Nimai knew who Gangadas Pandit was, and Nimai had already decided he wanted to study under him. And Gangadas, when he understood that Nimai wanted to study under him, and he gradually realized how superhumanly intelligent Nimai was, then he became, you could say, like the favorite. And Chaitanya Bhagavat says, Gangadas Pandit treated him just like his own son. Yes, so this is a more serious type of education. This is not just the general education we read about a little, some of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya when he was at the general school, just learning the alphabet and the basic things, a little mathematics. Now this is real high-level Brahmin education. Shastra, logic, and argument, all these different types of things. Grammatical intricacies. Yes, it's really quite something. So, Nimai, being taught by Gangadas Pandit in the company of many other young fellows, Nimai started to do some very extraordinary things. Would you believe, devotees, listen to this, Nimai sometimes, when Gangadas Pandit was explaining some logical, like, sequence of arguments, that sort of thing, and making some particular points, establishing some particular points, Nehemiah sometimes would put his hand up and say, no, it's not like that. And he would argue against his teacher. And he would defeat his teacher. And of course, you know, you can imagine, Ganga Das is like a middle-aged man, highly experienced, highly reputed in exactly these fields. And here's this boy defeating him in rather sort of showy ways. So normally you'd expect a teacher in that sort of situation to feel embarrassed, slighted, and even he might take some action. But Ganga Das felt very happy, and he didn't get into a whole thing about it at all. Nehemiah would hear something once, and then he would know it. Yes. And so he would refute Ganga Das's arguments, defeat them, and then reestablish them as being true. The Lord Chaitanya did that sort of thing. Sure. Really amazing. Every day after school, the boys would go down to the Ganges to take bath before going home for lunch. And Navadvip being a big center of learning, so many groups of students of many teachers would gather at that time down by the Ganges and take bath. And boys being boys, they would get into squabbles and even quarrels and even fights sometimes. On the basis of what? On the basis of logic and argument. On the basis of grammar, grammatical explanations and grammatical devices. So, someone, Chaitanya Bhagavat says, someone would challenge, your teacher is not very learned. Another would say, see whose disciple I am. In this way, they would quarrel with harsh words. Soon they'd splash water on each other, throw sand and mud on each other. And sometimes they would actually hit each other. Some boy in the name of the king would catch another boy. And then someone would beat another boy and then swim across the Ganges to escape. Sure. Yeah, pretty dramatic happenings there. They wrestled, they would wrestle so intensely that the waters of the Ganges became full of sand and mud. Sure. And this was going on every day. Really amazing events. So let me just have a quick look here. All right, so I will just go through a little bit more of this. So in this whole situation, this gathering of the students, disciples of different teachers, and this whole intensely competitive mood, Nehemiah could not be held back. He would really get into it. So students sometimes would ask him, why are you so conceited? And Nimai would reply, ask me anything. Whatever you like, you can ask me. So then the same student would say, explain the sutras on verbal roots. This is how verbs are formed from a basic form. Like in English, we have the infinitive to do, and then it declines. I do, you do, I was doing, I will do. So explain the sutras, because they have verses, sutras, which explain how from the root forms the verbs decline. So the Lord replied, listen carefully while I explain. So then the Supreme Lord Vishvambar explained those sutras perfectly, giving perfect evidence according to the prescribed grammatical rules. So when they heard his explanations, everyone praised him. And then the Lord would say, listen to this, now hear me refute those explanations. Oh, Krishna, Krishna. Yes. So then the Lord refuted. He argued against what he had previously explained and defeated what he'd previously explained. And then he said, now, who amongst you can re-establish the first explanation? By this point, everyone was just struck with wonder and no one really knew. You know, like, what now? So then Nimai said, now hear me re-establish those initial explanations. So then Nimai did that. Again, it established the original explanations in such a wonderful way that no one could find any fault at all. So, and what happened next, devotees? Do you know what happened next? Oh, Hare Krishna. Tune in on Thursday night and find out what happened next. Hare Krishna. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gopremanande.